And it looks like Coach Scanlon is down at the tunnel. Jim.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Jim. I thought your team played with a lot of fight today. Despite going down 3-0 there in the first, that second period got off to a great start for you guys. What was the difference between those two periods for you?
Well, obviously it was a tough start, and losing Paige like that was a huge blow, you know, mentally, psychologically, whatever you want to say, you know. And then obviously you have to try to kill off a 5-minute power play, and so your bench gets really short because there's only so many players. So, but you know, the group, I thought we did a real good job of you know, they just got the one. I thought we did a really good job on the kill, and it was unfortunate they got the third one when they did. But you know, we just said, hey, we can't do anything about that first period. We got to focus on what we can control. And you know, I said, hey, we got to play. We got to approach it 0-0 and see if we can't get one. And I thought for 18 minutes we did very well. We just a couple of breakdowns there at the end. And again, that's they're the type of team that'll capitalize on their opportunities, and they did.
Now, it was tough to see Paige leave the ice so early in the hockey game. But I did like how Alyssa Watkins filled in. It's tough to be a freshman and have to fill in on that top line with Hunt and Myers. But how did you think she did?
I thought she did very well. We had Shelly up there a few times, Shelby Braylon. I thought she looked good. But, you know, Alyssa had played with Huntsy and Claire Vekic for quite a while, so there's definitely some chemistry there. And I thought that line was good. They created some chances you know, again, all the freshmen, I thought, you know, stepped up and played really well this weekend.
Yeah, another solid night between the pipes. Kerrigan Dowie coming up with 44 saves, 38 yesterday, the fifth year out of the Paw, Manitoba. She's had an incredible career here for Bemidji State. I'm going to get choked up again. I was talking about her earlier, but her and her fellow fifth years certainly have done so much for this program, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Just world-class ambassadors, you know, for the university, for the community, you know, certainly for our program. But that was just typical character, just fighting and battling and doing whatever she could to keep pucks out of the net. And she was outstanding.
Coach, I know you certainly were hoping to go to Minneapolis next weekend, but this Badger team is awfully tough. Got to give them a little props, a little credit here in this second game after how hard your team battled yesterday. They knew they had to come out fighting in order to get past you guys.
Oh, absolutely. You know, full credit to them. They're a heck of a team. They've won the national title the last two times it's been played for, and you just got to look up in the rafters at the banners, and this is if not the best program in the country, certainly right there with any of them. They got outstanding players. They got, you know, they're extremely well coached. They got unbelievable facilities and just obviously they're supported very well by the university. So they're an outstanding program.
Well, you've got four true seniors as well on this squad, Claudia Verkirky, Grayson Myers have contributed quite a bit to this program.
Absolutely, yeah. Just
Lexi Baker and Ellie Mosier didn't have a lot of playing, obviously, this year. But what are those four? What have they done for your program as well?
Well, same thing. You know, we just talked about the other ones. You know, they're just outstanding people. Like I've said countless times, they're champion people, and to have them represent our program is. You know, they've raised the bar. You know, they've left a legacy for their younger classmates. You know, the leadership that Claudia provided this year was outstanding. And like I told them, you know, we don't base a successful season on our one loss record. Mm-hmm. That's not it at all. It's all about, for me personally, it's how much I enjoy coming to the rink. And I told them, this is one of the funnest years I've had in my 8 years. And it's because of them. It's the group, the way they got along, the way they were connected. You know, and that's, again, I attribute that to the leaders, and they're just outstanding people. They're gonna go on. They're gonna be really, really good. Claudia is gonna be an unbelievable teacher, and she's gonna affect a lot of lives going forward. And then obviously Lexi Baker is gonna be an incredible nurse. She's gonna do the same thing. Grayson Myers is gonna be a doctor. And Ellie Mosier is going to be very, very successful, whatever she wants to do. You know, they're just great people, and they just like they're super seniors. They're all going to graduate this spring. Again, just tremendous ambassadors for not just our program but in university, but the community and the WCHA.
Well, this has been a fun season. Can't look at the wins or losses, Coach. It's always memorable, and I feel proud to be part of BSU Beaver women's hockey, watching the classiness of your team on and off the ice, and the sisterhood that they have. It's inspiring.
Yeah, it's a great point, Kelly. That's the bond we want to create, and again, it's up to them in the room, and they do it. That's what I was referring to, how connected this group was, whether they were the fifth year seniors, you know, right to the freshmen, the way they all got along, and just you watch the interactions, and you watch them, you know. That's one of the funnest parts of my job, is just watching them interact with each other, whether it's at the pregame meal or breakfast or just on the bus or whatever. Just you just sit back and you smile, just because you're watching those relationships develop, and that's what it's all about.
Coach, thanks for everything you do for our broadcast, and for me, it's been a fun season, and I look forward to next year already.
Well, thanks, Kelly, and thanks again, as always. You know, what you do for our program, Bemidji State University, we're so fortunate to have you travel with us, to have you broadcast our games. I know our parents appreciate it so much that you're able to bring the games to them, and we know how passionate you are about our program, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you on the bus.